Beasts in My Belfry by Gerald Durrell, read by Nigel Davenport. Chapter 1. A Bevy of Beasts. He prayeth well who loveth well both man and bird and beast. Coleridge, The Ancient Mariner. They say that a child who aspires to be an engine driver very rarely grows up to fill that role in life. If this is so, then I'm an exceptionally lucky person. For at the age of 2, I made up my mind quite firmly and unequivocally that the only thing I wanted to do was to study animals. Nothing else interested me. I clung to this decision throughout my formative years with the tenacity of a limpet, and drove my friends and relations mad by catching or buying and inserting into the house every conceivable sort of creature, ranging from monkeys to the humble garden snail, from scorpions to eagle owls. Harassed by such a pageant of wildlife, my family comforted themselves with the thought that it was just a phase I was passing through, and that I would soon grow out of it. But with each fresh acquisition, my interest in animals quickened and deepened until, by my late teens, I knew without a shadow of a doubt what I wanted to be. Simply, I wanted to become a collector of wild animals for zoos, and later on, when I'd made my fortune this way, to have a zoo of my own. This did not seem to me to be a very wild or unreasonable ambition, but the difficulty lay in how to achieve it. There were, unfortunately, no schools for incipient animal collectors, and none of the professional collectors then operating would take on anybody who had only unbounded enthusiasm and very little practical experience to offer. It was not enough, I decided, to be able to say that you had hand-reared baby hedgehogs or bred geckos in a biscuit tin. An animal collector must know at the drop of a hat how to get a stranglehold on a giraffe or sidestep a charging tiger.